Good afternoon, everybody. This is Steve from Power and Peg Leg with the Fishing Friends crew. And today I've got with me Captain Austin Phelps. How you doing, Austin?
What's going on?
Not too much. How you liking this rain?
I've been catching a lot of fish in the parking lot.
Yeah, I saw a couple redfish tailing out there in the grass earlier.
Yeah, tarpon are in the back.
Cool. I'll have to go check that out. So, what's been going on? You been fishing?
A little bit. I've been dodging raindrops, zigging and zagging.
Well, I guess the reason we got you on today is for our land-based souls that don't fish out of a boat. So, what's been going on? Where you been catching them at?
I've been spillway hopping for the most part, to be honest with you. This rain normally is a good time to hit spillways, culvert pipes, whether it being fresh or salt water. Snook fishing, tarpon fishing, bass fishing, pretty much.
A smorgasbord.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything on the spillways. But
so I guess for the tarpon, what have you been doing? I mean, what kind of lures we've been using? What areas we've been targeting for those?
One of my favorite spillways I've been fishing a little bit is Shell Creek. I mean, they got a lot of tarpon there. Whether you see them or not, it's pretty full of tarpon. Out there, there's a lot of people that do fish that area, so any advantage you can get over anybody else is a good. I like to use live shiners for them out there.
Oh, that's interesting. The shiners, do they die pretty quick, or are they?
Definitely not. Not even close.
Oh, wow. So we got a lot of fresh water.
I'll take them, run them on a cork, like a foam bobber, about 18, 20 inches up, a one-aught hook, a circle hook, and take it and cast it right where the spillway is spilling over, right in the slush. And a lot of times your bobber just keeps going down.
What kind of leader and hook are we using with those?
I like a one-aught Mutu light circle hook. 25 or 30-pound leader. The water's pretty dark up there, so you can get away with 25 or 30.
And those are all things we do have available here at the shop. If you need any of that stuff, we usually have a good supply of that kind of stuff sitting around.
Yeah, the nice thing about spots like that is you don't know what you're ever going to catch. You can catch a snook, you can catch a tarpon, you can catch a bass, you can catch freshwater catfish. You'll always catch saltwater catfish. I've caught jacks up there. You throw in, you never know what you got, so don't break them off too quick.
I've been having a lot of customers coming into the shop, and I'm sure you probably have too. What are these fish that are eating the barnacles off my dock poles in their black drum, of course? You been catching any of those guys?
A ton of black drums whenever I'm looking on the seawall for them, but after all this rain, it gets hard to sight fish the black drums, and I haven't had too much luck on crabs with them. I've tried them and normally do pretty well, but this year so far, I have not done well on crabs. I've been doing good on, like, smaller size shrimp on them when I can sight cast them, throw it in front of them, let it fall to the bottom, and they'll go right over and eat it.
They're not. Now, I know personally I catch a few of those things every now and then, and I use the gulp shrimp. Does that seem to work for you? I think they like them better than live shrimp.
Gulp shrimp work good for them, but you have to see them for that. They're never going to pick it up if you're just bouncing along. I've caught two or three on spool techs this year by total accident, just fishing shadow lines and stuff, nighttime, daytime, and sticking one, and most of them on there have been like 40 to 60 pounds.
Gotcha. So basically, when you guys, this rain can work to your advantage when those spillways are running. I guess that sounds like the time you want to be out there and hitting those things, right?
Yeah, any culvert pipe. I mean, even if you're a bass fisherman, and if you're not a bass fisherman, it might be time to try to switch over to freshwater sometimes, because it'll spoil you this time of year for how easy it is to catch bass on spillways.
Are you noticing any of our snook coming back from the spawn? Or are they starting to show back up in the canals now?
There's a lot of peanuts.
Gotcha.
There's not a ton. I mean, there's a few big ones, but there's a good amount, but not a ton. I mean, I'm really waiting until after the spawn when they come back in here. I think it's going to be a really good time.
Any snapper, redfish, anything like that?
A ton of snapper in the canals.
Oh, that's cool.
A ton. Big ones, too, like 13 to 15 inches or so. You'll always get the smaller ones, but there's a ton of snapper. I mean, all up and down. And I've actually even been seeing some sheep's head, and it's kind of weird this time of year to see them, but I have been. Really, really hard to get to eat when it's not cold out, though. Really hard. I don't know why. I don't know what the reason is, but I'd never, ever seem to catch them when it's not cold out.
You fished this tournament this weekend, right?
Yeah.
The high school Charlotte High thing?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it? Well, I was just going to find out if you got any information about what the redfish were doing out there, or...
It was a freaking slow bite.
Was it a really slow bite?
It was a slow bite. We didn't even end up making it back in time, but it was just a slow bite.
Wow.
We caught fish, but It was slow.
So they're still scattered.
There wasn't even that many catfish eaten or anything. I mean, I don't know if you guys looked at the weights of the tournament, but there wasn't nothing in the 14-pound range.
Wow.
We had two fish, just didn't make it back in time, but...
So you probably got that last one at the last minute and...
Last minute.
Yeah, I know how that goes for sure.
But it was a slow bite, that's for sure.
Bass, you've been finding those, you said, in the same areas?
Bass, not in the redfish areas.
No, not in the... I mean, in the canal systems, you've been finding those bass up in the culverts also?
Yeah, like, pretty much, I don't know, if you're standing in our shop, if you look across 41, anything on that side's fresh water. Anywhere around Peachland, Midway, Hillsboro, that area, there's... you'll see spillways, culvert pipes, and everything, runoffs. Those are good spots to fish for bass.
Cool. You been getting any good size bass?
Up to like 5 pounds, but I'll tell you the average one is like 2 to 3. They're not like real small. Most average bass is about a pound, pound and a half. The average is like 2 to 3 those, which is really good.
What kind of bait are you seeing up there? Glass minnows, anything Where? Like up in the canal systems from land? You seeing any kind of bait action up there at all?
There's glass minnows in there. There's a ton of glass minnows, and really in the canals, there's a ton of sand bream too. I think a lot of the snook that are left in there are eating those big sand bream.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've had a lot of bad weather. We don't have a whole lot to bring for you guys right now, but I know Austin's one of the premier shoreline fishermen for now, and any questions you have for Austin, just come in. He's usually in the shop in the afternoons. If you want to get out and explore some of the opportunities we have from the shore, he would be the guy to come in and talk to. That's really about all we have for you guys this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a hit or miss thing. I mean, all week I've been trying to stay on tarpon, and one day you go and they're just everywhere. You go back the next day and there ain't nothing.
So do you find that bites better early in the morning?
I find it's better in the early morning, but actually I've kind of been liking right before the front hits in the afternoon too. Right before that rain hits, like right up to it, like almost fishing it, starting to fish in the rain.
Gotcha.
When the wind blows, I mean... Yesterday, I didn't even see none roll. I ended up seeing two of them come by my feet, two tarpon, right shallow against the seawall.
Wow.
It blew my mind. I never see that. And I started just blind fishing, and I hooked four of them. I mean, just boom, boom, boom. And then the weather came.
And one more time for me, just kind of run down some of the easier accessible public places that you can get to from shore.
Shell Creek's a good one this time of year. Alligator Creek, Spillway, that's kind of a tough one to explain how to get to. If you come in here, I can tell you, or you can look it up on the computer. But we have a couple of spillways down 41, but the problem is they're so shallow. They can be good for a fish sometimes, but they're normally not good to just sit there and fish hard.
Gotcha. So kind of hit it and go.
Yeah, I mean, the bass fishing thing, what's nice about that is it gives you a whole world of different places to go because, I mean, there's tons of them. I can go hit 15, 20 spillways and an extra half a dozen culvert pipes and catch 5-6 fish at each of them normally, and it wouldn't surprise me to catch a snook or a tarpon in any fresh water, like anything.
Gotcha.
Over there. So
well, we thank you, Captain Austin, and please come by and visit us at the shop for any of the stuff you may need for any of these trips. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to stop by and talk to him about it. He's usually, like I said, here in the afternoons. And remember, keep your kids and wives on the water, especially your kids. That's the future of our generation for our sport. Until we talk to you next time, tight lines.